The Seattle City Council has unanimously passed an income tax on high earners. It's aimed at making the city's tax structure more fair, but as KUOW's Kate Walters tells us, the measure is already facing potential legal challenges.
Washington's tax system is widely regarded as one of the most regressive in the nation. Speaking before the vote Monday, City Council member Tim Burgess said he hopes Seattle's measure will help reverse that.
We want to compel and jumpstart a conversation in our city and state that will result in the status quo being changed so we can move forward to a much more just and fair tax system in Washington.
The ordinance applies a 2.25% tax to annual income over $250,000 for individuals in Seattle and over $500,000 for couples who file together. Revenue from the tax would go towards things like lowering the property tax burden, addressing homelessness in the city, and replacing the potential loss of federal funds. But opponents of the measure say it's illegal under state law. And the Freedom Foundation, a conservative think tank based out of Olympia, is already rallying to bring a legal challenge. Jamie Lund, a senior analyst with the group, says it's unfair to target people just because they make more money. And he says that's not the way to fix the tax system.
If the current tax system has problems, then let's address those. Let's not add an extra injustice to sort of balance another injustice. So I would say that it's sort of like fighting fire with fire, and you end up with all houses getting burnt down.
City officials have said all along that they anticipate and welcome a legal challenge. I'm Kate Walters, KUOW News.